Much to rejoice and thank him about. We could just praise him all night. Maybe we should do that. What do you say? We can be thankful all night. Listen, tonight's a little different service because you won't get to hear an awesome sermon by me. But in spite of that fact, we're going to, since it's our anniversary, we're definitely going to worship and celebrate tonight. I want to encourage you to just enter into worship. If you're a guest here tonight, we want to welcome you. So what we need you to do is raise your hand. We're going to give you a guest card, and then we can try to get money from you later. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. No, we want to welcome you. We want to notify you of future events. Any guest, or did anybody bring a guest? We want to give them a guest card. Raise your hand back here. Can you see Sammy? I can't really see from up here. Yeah, introduce them. Oh, great. The staff and the workers, we're going to welcome new members tonight. We're also going to be having a baby dedication and a baptism and the Lord's Supper. So we're having church. Amen. So we're going to have a great time in the Lord's presence. That's why it's good to be here. Amen. Because the Lord is here, and that is why we are here for the Lord. But those aren't the announcements. The announcements are coming up, and I wanted to welcome a dear friend of mine and someone very dear to you, and that is Pastor David Voles.
I can tell you, it's really good to be here tonight. For you visitors, I've been away for the last 4 weeks. I had an automobile accident, and it's good to be back. I really appreciate the church. I appreciate all the prayers and the people that came to visit me, although I probably won't remember it. So I told David, the one thing I don't want to do tonight is I don't want to have to read anything, because my reading hasn't returned fully yet, and I've got a few issues still with memory, but I'm doing a lot better, and I really am thankful for this church, and I'm thankful to be here tonight. Amen? Amen. I didn't want to miss our 10-year anniversary. So if you open up your bulletins, I only have three things I want to say. One is this weekend, Tom McKnight said to mention the Walk for Life. I think it's this coming weekend. If you want information about that, see Tom McKnight. I think he's in here somewhere.
He's not here.
Okay. All right. So the registration form's in the back. All right. Second thing, Tim Ward said that he put the ranch is coming up, the annual ranch rally, right, the summer rally. June 19th through the 24th. So Tim put some information on the back. So if you're interested in going to that, go pick that up later tonight. And then last, this Wednesday is the worship celebration. This coming Wednesday, and I can't wait for that, because let me tell you something. I've been away from the church for 4 weeks, and I'm really looking forward to this worship right now. So I appreciate everybody here, and you know, sometime I'd like to sit down, maybe in a month or so when my head clears a little bit, I'll sit down and be able to tell you some of the things that the Lord has done through this, because he's done a lot. Amen. So Rob, would you pray and then lead us in worship? Thanks.
Father God, we thank you that you've raised Dave back up. Continue to heal him, Lord God. Restore his memory. Restore his body. And Father, now we turn our hearts to you. We give you thanks, Lord God. Give us grateful hearts, Lord God. We just want to offer our thanksgiving for your bounty, for your care for us, for your provision, for loving us, giving us grace. And we want to praise your name right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to learn a new song. It's not...
As I said earlier, the service is a little different tonight because we're going to recognize some people. Going to have a baptism. We're going to have a lot of little kids going in and out. But I do want to share a few thoughts from the Word. If you'd like, open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. First Corinthians 12, in verses 1 through 10, it lists a variety of gifts, spiritual gifts. It's not me. Keep on talking? Okay. It lists a variety of spiritual gifts. The glory is coming down. You hear it? Now can you see it? In 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about spiritual gifts, and then it says in verse 11, it says, but one and the same Spirit works all these things being the gifts, the manifestations, the activities, the ministries, all the things the Spirit of God does. Verse 11, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills, as God the Spirit wills. He gives gifts, activities, ministries, and workings. For as the body is one, it has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. So there's one body, but there are many members, many activities, many workings, and many ministries. In a way, that's what we're celebrating tonight. We're not celebrating an institution primarily called Liberty Christian Church. Rather, we are celebrating the work of God in our lives and in our midst. Because a true church is a gathering of all those who have been born again by the Spirit of God. That is the true church. Those who have been called by God, have put their faith in Jesus Christ as the one who died on the cross for their sins, was buried, was risen from the dead. And when someone trusts in Christ in a personal, living way, the Word of God says that they are born of God, or they're born from above, or born anew. That new birth is worked in them, if you will, through the Spirit of God. So when someone comes to saving faith in Jesus Christ, several things happen. One, their sins are forgiven. Amen. Another, their spirit is made alive. That's the new birth. Amen? But in that new birth, something else happens. They are joined to Christ, because the Word of God says that those who trust in Jesus, or Jesus and His body, are one spirit. They're joined to Christ, but then they are joined to every other believer who has the Spirit. Amen? Paul says there is one body. Now, there are churches worshiping around our nation this evening. There are churches worshiping around our nation tomorrow morning. There are churches worshiping around the world in different congregations. But every church where members are born of the Spirit of God, that church is one. Many activities, many members, many workings, many ministries, one church. Why? Because there is one Lord, one Savior, one Spirit, one God. And so there's only one true church. So we're celebrating tonight not what we have done for God. We're celebrating what God has done for us. Amen. You know, we're not what we were. We're not even yet what we could be. But by faith, we believe that God will continue to do great things in us and through us. Amen? And so we're celebrating the gift of God's Son to us, Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross for our sins, was buried, and He was raised from the dead, because that is the foundation of the church. Jesus is the foundation stone of the church. He is the head of the body, to change the metaphor. And His Spirit is that precious gift of His own life and His own presence. To know Jesus is the summum bonum of the Christian life. It's really what it's all about. Amen? And so we gather because in our gathering, we gain knowledge of Jesus. We gather because when we hear the Word of God, we hear the voice of Jesus speak to us. We gather because when our brothers and sisters encourage us and pray for us, we experience the reality of Jesus working through the members of His body. And so the church is, if you will, excuse the term, like a second incarnation, where through the Spirit, Jesus Christ is walking and living and speaking and ministering to us through one another. That's what we celebrate tonight. We celebrate the gift of Christ, and we celebrate the gift of the Spirit, which was purchased by Jesus Christ on Calvary. Amen? That's what we're celebrating. And everything we're going to do tonight is really recognizes that fact. It recognizes that Christ and His work is in our midst. So the first thing we want to do is we want to recognize our staff and many people at Liberty that have been serving this past year in different capacities. I'd like Dave to come up and to help me recognize some different people. Why don't we, maybe we ought to stand down there so we're not so far away from everybody. Do you want to use this? We want to recognize our staff. Unfortunately, a couple of the staff members could not be here tonight because of other commitments. Of course, you all know and love Brian and Debbie Short. Amen.
Yes.
Appreciate them.
Oh, this is a good one. Just let us in worship. Rob and Jeannie Whitty. Come on down. What are you thankful for, Rob?
I'm crazy about that.
Good answer.
We love you guys. Appreciate everything you do for the body.
Remember,
amen.
I came on staff while you were gone.
Yeah. Your face looks familiar, but that's about it.
We also want to recognize Sammy and Judy Grisham. Where's Sammy and Judy? Come on down. Love you guys a lot. Appreciate everything you're doing. Sammy's a deacon. He does the open arms ministry. Judy's helping out with the nursing home, and she's just one of those people that will help with anything. Amen?
Amen.
Right?
I'm
awesome.
Proud of her. She's good.
She's a good
she's
woman.
Good.
You got lucky.
I know I did.
Yeah, amen.
I got blessed.
You got blessed.
I got blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord for that.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Mike and Andrea Bond, the newest.
Where's Mike?
Mike is counting the money.
Well, we know who's wearing the pants on this family. No, just kidding.
Hey, good to have you.
Mike is, you know what Mike's doing? Mike is working right now.
Yeah.
And you know, most of what Mike does for a body is just, it's invisible in that sense. You can't see it, but he's always working. We appreciate everything he's doing, administrating, doing, here he comes.
Mike. Bond.
He's we didn't get you anything.
Yeah. No, we appreciate it. We gave the money to your wife. People are going, money? There's money in those envelopes? Marty and Tammy couldn't be here because of family commitment, so we love them. Appreciate everything Marty does.
Amen.
I don't know where to begin with these. We already did Sammy. We're not going to give you another one. I did Brian and Debbie, too. How about you?
Oh, this is one that Cindy's thankful for. Dave and Cindy Wilson.
Amen. Give it up.
They're in the middle of a big Peter Pan production right now, right?
Amen.
Which we're all thankful for.
Very thankful for all you do for the church.
And we're going to put a plug in right now. That's an outreach opportunity. And, you know, you need to be bringing your friends to that, both
Amen.
On Friday and Saturday night.
Amen.
Because it's a first-class thing.
So look at this.
We have flyers in the foyer on the table, so you can give them to your friends to invite them.
Great.
Hey, Cindy, before you, will you go get those and bring them to me? Tom and Kim McKnight. Tom is heading up our pro-life ministry, and Kim's helping out with meals and flowers and everything, and we appreciate everything you mean to our body very much.
You want to plug the Walk for Life? Now's your chance.
Yeah.
I do. Everybody gets their shot, right? Saturday, anytime from 10 to 2, if you can get, there's pledge sheets on the back. If you can't come, the Browns, the Cummings, myself, we'd be glad to represent you there with a pledge. Thanks.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Greg and Melinda Tyler.
Yeah.
Greg is heading up the missions with the assistance of his wife, and I know that without her, he couldn't get it done.
That's so exactly right.
We appreciate you guys very much.
Thank you.
Really, we're doing important work there. Very important work. Appreciate it. And I like Greg because he laughs at my jokes, too. Jim and Kathy Cummings. Jim's heading up the children's department, as you know, with Kathy's help. And, you know, yesterday, Kathy was here how many hours? Yeah, almost all day working on the basement. She's that kind of gal. She just, you need help, she's going to help. She's going to serve. It's awesome. We appreciate you guys. You're going to say something, not about me.
Jim wants to take this opportunity to say something.
We love teaching your kids. My wife is a very big part of helping me administrate, because, you know, that's not my gift. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
please
come and bring visitors to the play and keep an eye out for Tinkerbell.
Again, I heard Tinkerbell was Dave Wilson. So, all right. Is the sound loud enough? Can you hear me? This is Jake Olenicek, our sound guy. Now, Jake is also our financial secretary. He serves on the finance committee.
Hi.
Do something.
I'm not up back there. I can't do anything funny.
You know what? I was hoping it would go whoosh.
Never mind. You don't want to.
You know, Jake is, his ministry, as you know, is critical with the sound, but he's also critical with the Voice of Liberty, our radio ministry on Sunday morning, and we continue to get phone calls and visits from that ministry. So it's touching lives. It's not just technology, it's touching lives. Also touching lives through that ministry is Steve. Where's Steve and Lisa Bruns? Where are they? Here they are.
All right.
guys. Whenever you need a copy of the sermon, this is the man. Thank you.
A guy we couldn't live without, Mr. Mike Wall.
Amen.
Who keeps our building beautiful.
Good to have you back.
Oh, I'm glad to be back. Thanks, Mike takes care of all the gum that people spit out on the floor and crack crossed. And all the soda spills and all those things like that. Really appreciate him.
Amen. Doesn't the sanctuary look nice tonight?
Amen.
Flowers and just different things. Well, you know, Donna Higgins takes care of all the decorations.
Thank you.
We love you. Love you guys a lot.
Now, I saw Donna up here on, either Thursday or Friday, and she was looking at this thinking, gee, should I move this? Is this exactly like you want it right now? Don't you love this? She spent about an hour on that, so you need to appreciate that.
Hospitality.
Sue Hancock. Sue Hancock's in charge of our hospitality.
I'd be surprised.
And did you want to say something?
No,
she doesn't. She doesn't want to say things. She doesn't even want to take that from me.
But when you go downstairs and you enjoy these meals, Sue's a big part of all that.
That's right.
Okay. So let's thank her for that. Tim and Kim Ward.
Amen.
Do I need to tell you what they do? I don't think
so.
You get a hug. We love you guys very much. Very much. This is the work of God in our midst. Amen? Apart from Him, we can do nothing. We want to also welcome to the church tonight some new members. Some of these are new members, and some of these are old new members. What I mean by that is you might be surprised that, oh, they're a member? They've been here for so long. You know? They're serving. They're involved. And that's awesome. That's awesome. So we want to welcome several people tonight. One is the Matthew and Janie Staley family. Where are they? You got to keep on clapping. They got a big family. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Second wave. Give it up for the second wave. This is called taking dominion through the bedroom. The original mandate was be fruitful and multiply, and these people are obedient. Amen? She's blessing. But they're not all here. We're still missing a couple. Anyway, what's that new movie out about Cheaper by the Dozen? Yeah. You got a dozen, right?
Got a dozen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Oh, you got two married already. We appreciate you guys and just your contribution to Liberty. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Love you very much. Another family that could not be here that we wanted to welcome tonight, we'll have to do it next week or the following week, is Mike and Laura Dean, but they couldn't be with us tonight. Oh, I guess you should do some, huh? I'm just getting carried away here.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Fritz, where's Fritz at? Come on up here, Fritz.
Fritz Hoffmeister. Use the microphone.
Fritz is one of those guys who has been around for some time now. We're just now getting around to this. Good to have you, Fritz.
Good to have you.
Good to be here.
Good.
Good to have you. God bless you. Are they here? You know? Are they here?
I don't see them.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go.
All right. Mike and Marla Kumaro. Come on up here, Mike and Marla. Now, Mike is a guy I've known since he was in high school. Gosh, I knew him actually before I even knew Ben. So good to have you, Mike. Huh? A
couple weeks.
Hey, yeah, a couple weeks before them even.
We appreciate everything you're doing. Very much. Very much. Very much. Love you guys. Mike's a big part of the sound ministry, the website ministry. He's doing a lot. All right. Got five. This is a special one for me. I've got a couple special ones. Well, you're all special, but what I mean by that is this family goes back to many, many years ago when I had a youth work in North County. I think I met Phil when he was about 14. And now, unfortunately, Phil is in the Navy, so he's on call right now. He's not here. But his lovely wife and children are here, so why don't you come up, Phil and Nancy Notes. Appreciate you guys very much. Appreciate it. I wish Phil could be here.
Thanks.
But we're gonna do some baptism next few weeks. So a couple of your kids, right?
Yes.
Good.
No, I didn't want that.
Awesome. He didn't want this knot rag. He wanted to.
Those
are for his eyes. God bless you guys. Love you.
Martha Runyon.
Martha. You too, huh?
Yeah.
Martha's going to be getting baptized shortly.
Amen.
Exciting. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Want to say something? No.
All right.
Mom, yes.
Love you guys. Another very, very special family that I met many, many years ago. Karen might have been 13. So I try to get away from them, but they keep on, you know.
How old were you when she was 13?
I don't want to say how old I was when
15?
She was 13. I'm not going to say how old I was. Then you'd be able to date me. Very, very special couple. We are very privileged to have them here at Liberty. Rob and Karen Graham. You're a good man.
Love you both.
You're a good woman.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Appreciate it. You want to say anything? Give him the microphone.
I'll give him the mic.
Rob's always ready in season and out.
I just want to say God led us here, and it's nice to be home, and we love you guys. Look forward to serving with you.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Rob's going to be, Rob and Karen have had a real ministry in Martha's life, so shortly Martha's going to be baptized by Rob. Be exciting. Now, we have a number of young people that are going to be joining the church tonight. As you know, that once our young people turn 18, they're really legally adults, and we're encouraging them to identify themselves with the church as an adult. And so many of them have done that. Others are going to, but didn't have an opportunity to go through the class. So Dave, you have a list. He's going to read. When he reads these names, we'd like you to come forward, and we're going to welcome all of you.
Okay, there's seven of them.
Seven.
David Higgins.
David Higgins. Where's David Higgins?
Rebecca Bowles.
Rebecca Bowles.
Come on down, Rebecca. Justice Whitty. David Bowles. Where's David?
David Bowles Jr.
Tiffany Grisham. Lorena Linville. Where's Lorena?
I don't think they heard
and
that
Candace.
One. They didn't hear that one. Lorena?
Yeah, she...
Where's Lorena? Oh, there.
She's coming.
Candace. Over there.
So I have a daughter, a son, and a daughter-in-law up here. So.
Yeah, you know, when we one of the reasons I think this is important that we do this is that there's a word that comes to mind when I look at these young people, and the word is legacy.
Amen.
These are the leaders. I'm getting tired. Right? Pretty soon I get to sit back there. It's the legacy. We're passing it on. Amen. Passing on the faith, we're passing on the work, and so I'm just thrilled that these young people are not only embraced Christ, they're embracing the mission of the church. Amen.
Amen.
Lorena and Candace and David. And you guys want to say something? Rebecca Ball? No.
Nope.
Tiffany, you're so talkative. You sure you don't want to say something?
Justin. You do?
David Bowles. How come I have another one? Mine. Oh, you want one? Okay. All right. We love you guys. God is good to us. Amen.
Amen.
So much more than we deserve. You know, my little joke about dominion through the bedroom is actually not a joke. Because the reality is that the Great Commission, which is to go and make disciples of all nations, begins in the home. Amen. What have we accomplished if we win the lost but don't win our own children? God has given us young people for 18, 19, 20, 21 years in our own home to train them, nurture them in the faith. Of course, you know, the first step is leading them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and then after that, to train them in the ways of God, to pray for them, to nurture their faith, to see that they not only embrace the Lord as Savior, but they embrace Him as Lord. Which means that our goal is just not that our kids get saved. Our goal is that our kids become disciples of Christ. They embrace the mission, they embrace the vision, and that their lives will carry on everything we have labored to put into them. You know, it's been said that the real evidence of our parenting is not so much our children, but our grandchildren, right? Because then we'll see if the legacy, then we'll see if what we've invested is being passed on. And when you read the Word of God, it's interesting how often it refers to the second, the third, or even the fourth generation. How God's blessings will flow through a family for generations to come. And so our prayer is that as we do all that we do for our kids, many of you homeschool, some have your kids in Christian school, some may even have your kids in public school. Everything we do for our kids, it's ultimately not just for their benefit. It's for the benefit of their children and even their children's children. That the mission of God on the earth, kingdom work, amen? Kingdom work continues on the earth. I love to think that when I'm gone and I'm in glory, that what I've invested in my children will be bearing fruit in the world long after I'm gone. Through them, their children, and even through my great-grandchildren, the fourth generation, and maybe even farther, who knows. So we're going to have a couple families come up, and they're going to dedicate their little ones to the Lord. And I want you to understand that both the dedication and the baptism are not just empty formalisms. They're really not. They are profoundly significant, because when we do this, when we dedicate a child to the Lord, or when someone is baptized, they're making a public vow to God. And what's it say in the Word of God? It says, if you make a vow, do not defer to pay it. Amen? If we make a vow to the Lord, we're covenanting with Him to fulfill that vow. And as a body, we're here tonight to observe these vows, because we play a role in the fulfillment of those vows. How so? Because we're a covenant community. And what that means is that we help one another in our walk with God. That means we help one another in the nurture of our children. We help one another in the life of discipleship. Whatever you want to put in the blank, we help one another, we stand with one another, because we're a covenant community. So when these parents come up and they dedicate their children to the Lord, what they're really doing is they're dedicating themselves to the task of Christian parenting. And as many of us know, it is a daunting task, amen? It is. Because what we're working with here, with our children, what we are working with is an eternal soul. And the implications of our parenting really last that long. So when we think about shaping a person's life and the implications for both time and eternity, parenting is an awe-inspiring task. And I don't know about you, but I can use all the help and all the prayers I can get. And to know that I'm in a community that values children, I'm in a community that values a Christian parenting, a community that will pray for me and for my children, that's an awesome blessing from God. Amen? So we're going to stand with these people as they dedicate their children to the Lord, and we will covenant to pray for them and encourage them. So we have two, I believe it's two families, is that correct? The Dawsons come forward, and also the Inmans. Do you have a child?
One of those daunting times.
Okay. Well, let's see. You want to have a commercial break? Yeah. Where's Cindy Wilson when you need her?
I've got a commercial. Oh. I was supposed to do Ministry Minute tonight.
Pardon me?
I was supposed to do a Ministry Minute tonight.
Okay.
You want me to do it?
Well, yeah, that would be wonderful. Okay, well, we'll do it. Maybe we can do it afterwards. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be fun to have a commercial? All right, we're going to pray a blessing on your children for you and your parenting. Dave? Let's pray for the Dawson family.
Rachel, I should remember that. I asked her what the name was, and Rachel, I have a Rachel myself. Lord, I want to thank you for the Dawson family. I want to thank you for this little baby, Rachel. And
yes,
I pray, Lord, that like David said, that she would grow up to love you and know you and just walk in your ways, Lord, and that she would know you as her personal Lord and Savior, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And I just pray that you would continue to bless this family. And I pray that Jeff and Rwanda would train and raise her up in your ways, and that Rachel would always seek after you, Lord. And I just thank you for your promises, and thank you that your word is true, and the truth is what sets us free. And just pray a blessing upon this little girl. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Father, I agree, and thank you for Jeff and Ravonda and their child, Rachel. Lord, we acknowledge that the fruit of the womb is your reward. This child is a gracious gift from you, an eternal soul. Dear God, grant them the grace, the wisdom, the patience, everything they need to disciple her and train her in the ways of the Lord. We ask, dear God, that through their efforts and prayers and through our encouragement and support, she would bear much fruit on the earth for your glory. We ask it in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Here you go.
She's chewing on the microphone.
There you go. We love you guys. Thank Certificate you. Of dedication.
Steve and Jada Inman. Now, Tiffany, I know the name because I'm going to have a daughter-in-law named Tiffany, so that's an easy name. Beautiful little girl. Lord, and I thank you for Tiffany, and I thank you for Steve and Jada. And again, I ask you to just continue to work in her life, and I pray that she would know you as her personal Lord and Savior, and that she would glorify you in everything that she does and says throughout her life, Lord. Mm-hmm. And I pray, God, that you would just put your hand upon her and upon Steve and Jada and help them to raise her and train her in the way she should go. And I just ask you, Lord, to never let her depart from you. And thank you for the Inman household, and I just pray a blessing upon them. Mm-hmm. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father, I agree, and we thank you for the Inmans and all that they mean to you, Steve and Jada being your children. We pray, dear Lord, that you would make their daughter, Tiffany, your child by the spiritual birth
Amen.
Of your spirit. We ask that Steve and Jada would be strengthened in their parenting, that their children would see them grow in grace, see them exemplify Christ in the church, that through their efforts, Lord, their children would be strong and mighty warriors for the Lord on the earth.
Amen.
Bear much fruit, God, through them and through their family, we pray. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a wonderful evening, but we're not finished. Better than me preaching for an hour, isn't it? All right, now, let's have a commercial. Can I pass these out while you're talking?
Yeah.
All right. You want something to do?
Sure.
Okay. Pass those out. Over there.
Okay, I'll do it this way.
Pass those out.
Okay, Mike Bond had emailed ministry leaders and had wanted people to come up and just share about what ministries they're in charge of, just to let the church be aware of what ministries there are at our church. The ministry that I am in charge of is the children's drama ministry. And look at me. Here I am, this drama director, and I should have a nice rehearsed speech, but I've been so busy working on Peter Pan that I don't have a very good rehearsed speech. What our ministry mainly does is we help out with any kind of ministry, other ministry that needs some drama with kids in it. You know, like the Christmas musical, they have the kids doing some drama. We'll help out with that. And maybe with Vacation Bible School if they need that or wherever we're needed. So whoever has other ministries and they say, hey, we need help, you know who to call. Call me. Then the other ministry we have is in the summer we do a play with the kids, and the kids are age 7 up to 15, so it's a big group. And in the past couple years we did Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, Wizard of Oz, and upcoming is Peter Pan. And I'm so excited about it because we've gotten more and more kids, and they're not necessarily the same old kids. You know, we get a variety, and it's really fun. The purpose of our ministry is to provide a way for our young people and their families to reach the community, to invite people that might never come to church to our church to see a play, and we choose a play that has a popular name that people would be interested in coming to see. And we give the gospel afterwards. So anyone that comes to our play has the opportunity to hear the gospel, and we also kind of stick it in there in the program, so while they're waiting for it to start, they might get it if they don't stay to listen to it at the end. But and then the other purpose is just to help develop our kids, give them the opportunity to perform on stage, to see what it's like memorizing lines, acting, and working together, you know, getting those lines back and forth and moving the right way on the stage, and just building those friendships and praying for each other and spending time together. And it's just a fun time. And then I just have a video that I just want to share with you guys. And just want you to remember Peter Pan, June 9th and 10th. Got the flyers. Please invite friends and family and coaches and teammates and whoever else. We're just praying for them, you know, people to come to Christ through this. So.
While they do that, I want to say a couple words about baptism, and then I believe Rob is going to do a song or lead us in worship before we actually have the baptism. In Matthew 28, which we've already alluded to, I'd like to read what is generally known as the Great Commission. In Matthew 28, if you'd like to turn there. This is one of the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus. And he says in Matthew 28, verse 16, he says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.'" Amen. The Great Commission is first to go. That means we have to take the message of the gospel outside the four walls of the church. That means at work and in our neighborhoods, whether it's through drama or VBS ministry or personal conversations over tea or coffee, we tell people about what Jesus Christ has done for them. What has he done for them? Jesus Christ on Calvary bore the sins of the entire world. And the gospel literally means good news. These are glad tidings that every one of our sins can be forgiven by what Jesus Christ has done for us. Because you see, you and I have sinned against a holy God. Every one of us has failed God. Yet because of his great love for us, he sent his son Jesus, and Jesus, being the perfect man, having no sin of his own, God laid upon Jesus the sins of the world. When John the Baptist saw Jesus walking, he pointed at him and said, "Behold," or "Look, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." And so God laid on Jesus your sins and my sins, so that we, putting our faith in Christ, that we could now enter into a relationship with the Holy God. Apart from Christ, our sin is a barrier between God and us. But when we embrace Christ as Savior, when we truly trust that he died, was buried, and risen for us, then our sins are forgiven, and we can have new life in Christ. How many here in this room have accepted Christ as Savior? Raise your hand. Many of you. Many of you. And many of you who've embraced him as Savior have also been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, because that's part of the commission too. What's the relationship between baptism and salvation? Well, there are several connections, but I want to mention a couple real quick. One is that baptism as a symbol represents what God has done for us in salvation. When someone comes to Christ, when someone is forgiven, when someone is born again, when someone is saved, whatever word you want to use for that, they die to the old life. They die to the world. They die to the flesh. Just as Jesus died and was buried in the ground, so his followers die to the world and they are buried in the water. But just as Jesus was risen from the grave, amen? Amen. So we are risen to new life in Christ through his Spirit that he gives to us. And so even though we are buried with him in baptism, we are then risen with him to new life, to eternal life. Amen? So baptism is a symbol of the death, burial, and resurrection, not only of Jesus, but of the followers of Jesus. That they die to the old life, they're buried with Christ, and then they are risen to new life with Christ. And when we're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit, we are saying in public, "I am now a follower or a disciple of Jesus Christ." Isn't that a glorious thing? Glorious thing. So tonight, many here will profess Christ, not only as Savior, but also as Lord. That means they want to follow Jesus as a disciple. And that's what the Great Commission tells us to do, to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit, and then teach. Because baptism is a symbol not only of the salvation, it's a symbol of the fact that we're entering into a covenant community. We're entering into a covenant community. And we walk as disciples, not alone, but we walk together. Amen? So we walk together in this life of discipleship. And that's what we're doing. So Rob Whitty, would you like to come up? And God is very good. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to thank him. And then we're going to go downstairs and have a fellowship meal together. Mike Bond will come up and give you information about that before we close. Go ahead, Rob.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved. I
amazing grace that's poured out upon us, Lord God. Thank you for these souls. They've been buried and raised with you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.